How you guys doing this today? Good afternoon. My name is Michael Sam, and I play football for the University of Missouri. As you may know, Missouri is a show-me state, and you think I've shown you guys enough these past couple of weeks. But I'm learning with the media, you guys still want more, so ask your questions, and I answer them to the best I can. No, I've been getting a lot of great positive from all kinds of fans. So, and you know, while I'm on the field, I really don't focus on fans. So I just focus on my responsibilities, and which is the guy next right across from me. If Miami Dolphins drafted me, I would be excited to be a part of that organization. But I'm not afraid about that going into that environment. I know how to handle myself. I know how to communicate with my teammates. I know how to communicate with the coaches and the other staff, whoever I need to communicate with. I've been missing in action, so I really haven't been paying attention to the media. So I don't really know. I have no endorsements. I'm just playing training for the combine and pro day.
So that's
your I've been working out.
What have you been working on?
I've been working on everything from 40 to vertical jump, everything, the whole 9 yards. No, not at all. It was just the same like the first day I was there.
Michael, what's it mean for you to be able to wear that button that you're wearing publicly for, I assume, one of the first times?
Stand with Sam. I hope all you guys stand with Sam, by the way. Please do. But, you know, it's proud. I went to the basketball game against Tennessee. A very kind lady gave it to me, and, you know, I gave her a hug, and I got a lot of support out there. I mean, it's a great. I love my fans. I love Mizzou, one of the best schools out in the nation. And then after what they did this past weekend, it was just amazing. And you know, I wanted to cry, but I was like, oh my man. But so I didn't. So I want to thank everyone who supported me, especially Mizzou, the students, the. My coaches, the whole organization, and every Missouri fan. I'm MIZZOU. I'm a Tiger forever. You know, I've been in locker rooms that with all kinds of slurs been said. You know, and I don't think. Anyone means it. I think a little naive and uneducated, but you know, as time goes on, everyone will adapt.
Michael, we kind of wish that this wasn't a story and we were just talking about Michael Sam, the football player, for
human. Oh, heck yeah. I wish you guys were just saying, hey, Michael Sam, how's football going? How's training going? I would love for you to answer me that question, but it is what it is, and I just wish you guys will see me as Michael Sam, the football player, instead of Michael Sam, the gay football player.
You want to play 4-3-D at the NFL?
I want to play whoever picks me up as a defensive end or outside linebacker to rush that passer, because that's what I do best.
What kind of reaction have you guys had from other players, coaches?
I'm not going to say who said it, but one of my friends at the Senior Bowl said, Michael Sam, I didn't know you were gay. I was like, I didn't know neither. Apparently, like, the media is just blowing it out of proportion, but, well... There you go.
Michael,
great. I mean, the positive outweighs the negative. I mean, I'm actually kind of surprised, actually. But, you know, there's a lot of supporters. A lot of people want this. There's just a lot of support out there. You know, it made me stronger. You know, it made me who I am today. I wouldn't be talking to you people if it wasn't.
You know. But if you told your team about your sexuality, were there jokes about it? Did you tell them I can take jokes? And if so, how did it go?
Everyone can be normal around me if they wanted to. We joke around as because we're a brother. It's a brotherhood. It's a family. So we can say things to each other. No harm. We don't draw blood. It's all fun and games. I'm sorry. What? Like I said, a good proportion of my student body knew, and so word did get out. But you know, we protect one another at Mizzou. Apparently, I guess other schools don't. You know, if I did that, I think it's just great. You know, I just want to do what I love to do, is that's play football.
It sounds like you had doubts about how your story might be received, and the way things have played out the last couple of weeks. Are you surprised?
I didn't have doubts. I just wanted to get my story out there before anyone else say it or tell it, and then I'm just going to continue on with my life and trying to prepare myself for the NFL. I'm going to fight. No, if someone wants to call me a name, I will have a conversation with that guy, and hopefully it won't lead to nothing else.
Do you think this will affect the draft status? Maybe teams will feel more obligated to take you to show that they're minded or anything like
that? I am not a GM. I do not have control over my draft status. All I can control is me preparing myself to get the best scores out there. What was that? A trailblazer? I feel like I'm Michael Sam. In a perfect world, when I figured it out, when I knew I was this is what I wanted. What? Did you understand that question? The answer? In a perfect world, I mean, I would have, when I was ready, tell it, huh? No, I mean, I did it. I think I did it on my time, on my terms. You know, it's out there now, so it doesn't really matter. It's out there. It's
knowledge.
Yeah, hey, there you go. Yeah, what's that?
What do you think about this tweener label? I mean, a lot of guys face that every year. Is that relevant? Do you think it's legitimate? What do you think about
what?
Well, this, you know, there are questions being asked about, are you a 4-3, you know, hand in the dirt guy? Can you play outside linebacker?
I'm a pass rusher, so if you put me in a situation to get the quarterback, I'm going to get the quarterback. So whoever coaches or GMs, if they need, and this league is a passing league, so I would like to believe myself as a good pass rusher.
Are those questions valid, though? I mean, this
Colorado State, Pueblo, defensive tackle, Michael.
Yeah, I can jump in. I can drop back in covers as well. So, but like I said, my specialty is rushing the passer. You know, it was a new thing. I'm always around, you know, college coaches, and seeing that it's just a business. This is a legit business, and multi-billion dollar organization, and it got me to feel what to expect on that next level.
How did the interviews go then? Were there any questions that they asked?
Arkansas State nose tackle Ryan Carruthers.
It was all football questions. No. You know, they asked me about my size. They asked me about, you know, have you ever played linebacker? You know, stuff, general questions like that.
No teams have asked you about your orientation.
No.
Hey, Michael, over here. An agent said you could be a marketing dream and probably a movie made about it. How do you handle that at the start of your
career? I'm not focused on that at all. I mean, there's a lot of great, athletes and especially pass rushers out there. But you know what? I want to try to make a name for myself. So, you know, I'm Michael Strahan. He's an awesome pass rusher and many more like him. So I like to, but I like to make a name for myself. We just find that out in, well, tomorrow and then Monday. Everything that my Mizzou family done for me has just been amazing. I walk around campus and I'm dozens of students and faculty just, you know, give me hugs or kissed. Start crying in my arms. And just, it's just unbelievable. I love Mizzou. It's great. What was? Oh, that was awesome. That when they drew Sam. Yeah. Only in Mizzou. Well, since I'm not on an NFL active roster right now, that is my only thought, is to be on that roster. And so that's my 100% focus on this. I'm not focusing on anything else but to earn my spot on an NFL team.
Two more questions.
That Michael Sam's work ethic is like anyone other, is just like the guys or better than the guys here. An inconsistent player? Winning is hard, buddy. Winning is hard, and there's going to be games where, you know, I might not get a sack, but you know, throughout the games I was consistent. I did have some inconsistency there, but for the most part, we as a defensive line as a whole, we did put a lot of pressures on quarterbacks, making them uncomfortable in the pocket. They had to go and run away or throw the ball out of bounds.
Thanks, Michael.
Guys, God bless you guys.